Hey coaches, Adam here. As we kick off summer, I want to encourage coaches, especially those engaging in fall seasons, to start developing your leaders today. Do not miss the opportunity that the summer provides to start shifting the mindset of our players and start engaging and exciting them into their leadership and character. There can be tremendous momentum established in the offseason as you get ready for the upcoming season. Take advantage of our coaches membership filled with different drills, activities, and exercises that can start being used today. So when the season starts, there's been momentum established, standards have been risen, and your athletes are performing at a higher level than ever before. Take advantage of the coaches membership. Don't take the summer off.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Hey, thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle Elmendorf and joined by my guy, man. It's the best way to put it. My guy, Mr. Kendall Johnson. He's a freshman linebacker at Duke University playing ACC football. And Kendall, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, it's been a good time here so far.
Awesome, man. And Kendall, just a little backstory. I have known Kendall for the last 2 years. Kendall is was a back-to-back state championship winner at Quince Orchard High School in Maryland, one of the schools I've worked with for the last couple of years. And Kendall's as good as it gets, man. He's as good as it gets. He was honorable mention, Green 13, essentially top 50 in the country from a leadership standpoint. He was in our leadership small group. He was one of those four guys that kind of led the team out front. You just don't find young people like Kendall. And I mean, then you meet his family and you see why and all that. I mean, just one of the best. And Kendall, you know, I wanted to get you on a podcast because today, I think it's today, officially marks your end of your first month at Duke playing football. And you continue to hear stories over the years of athletes. They go into college and it hits them like a ton of bricks. It is like a rude awakening. The transition is unhealthy. It's overwhelming. They mentally get homesick. They're in a bad place. And you've had a really good first 30 days. And I want to just kind of dig into your transition, is like kind of unpack. Would you agree your first 30 days, has it been, would you grade it a healthy 30 days? Has it been overwhelming? Like, what's it been like for you just generally?
Yeah, generally it's been a great, great first month, like to start off my college career, like adjusting to workouts. And we took like one summer class. So like we got a taste of college classes for once, and being able to bond with my other freshmen and some of the upperclassmen too. Like we've spent a lot of time together and, you know, we really like clicked like pretty quickly as soon as we got here. So having like a good like support system between other teammates and the program has already like been really, really helpful for this transition.
And we'll talk about some of the things the program's been doing like intentionally to help that. But let me ask you, going into it, I remember seeing on social, you shared it, Duke shared it, and you know, listen, I went to Maryland, Kendall, right? So like Maryland typically doesn't love Duke. And I'm over here like following Duke football because of you. Like, I want you to know the impact. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the heck is happening? I've never cared about Duke football. Now I'm over here. I sent you an article the other day about your recruiting class and all that. So following Duke and they're posting photos of you coming on day one. Take me through the mindset in the leading up to you entering in, like, what were some things you were kind of just saying to yourself? Like, hey, when I get there, I want to do this. I want to like, I really like, man, I need to be intentional to like try to develop relationships. I want to, you know, I just want to learn. I'm going to ask questions. What were some of those things that you were kind of saying to yourself that you wanted to make sure you did to help just kind of fit in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I mean, you know, like driving up and like preparing to come here, I really just wanted to make sure first to like, you know, make a lot of strong relationships with like coaches and teammates, because that's very important to me, especially at a like prestige program like this, like in school. So, but another thing was I really just wanted to get to work. I was just ready to just grind because I knew it was going to be hard. And I mean, it's been pretty tough, but yeah, I was just ready to get to work, really.
What do you think was that part of like, man, getting to work? Like, I need to start showing everybody I was worth the investment. I am who they thought I am. Like, did you feel that pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I can see, I didn't feel the pressure of like, oh, I need to prove myself. Like, yeah, I do. But like, I'd know that I can't prove myself. And it might not be this month, might not be next month, but eventually I will be able to prove myself. Like when we start putting on like pads and like start actually really getting into football. So like, but really my ultimate mindset was I just need to grind while it's still summer.
Kendall, I'm curious too, mindset wise, you go from being a state champion to now you transition into college.
Back to back, Kyle.
Back to back. Yeah, that's right.
Don't disrespect my guy.
30-0, is that right? 30-0?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. So you go from that to, and you're one of the top leaders, as Adam mentioned, on the team and in the country, and you're transitioning into your first year of collegiate football. Talk to me a little bit about how has your leadership mindset shifted a little bit? Have you fallen more into the role of now, like what we say is the follower, or where are you at, or where was your mindset going into the first month of camp here?
Well, yeah, you know, like I wouldn't consider myself like just like a follower per se, but my mind has just like been a sponge, like just soaking up as much information from like the older guys and obviously my strength coaches, like just taking in as much as I can and learning as much as I can as quickly as possible. So like, I've been like, we haven't worked as too much with the older guys as much. So like, I haven't been able to be like as vocal, like on the field and all that, but definitely when I like understand better and like get more of a feel, I'll definitely be like more vocal and like take on more of a leadership role.
Are you worried about that? Like, are you worried about like your leadership role? Like I think about Vaughn last year, Savon, right? Love Savon. He and I had a lot of conversations. Savon was the quarterback for us last year, actually 2 years in a row for us at Quinn's Orchard. And one of the four guys that would go out with Kendall each day, certainly out front of the program, one of the leaders. But he talked about when he went to basketball and fall in the winter, he was like the seventh guy, right? He's like the second or third guy off the bench and like totally different place. And he really struggled, like, where does he put his voice? You know, like, where do I insert myself as a leader? What are your thoughts on that, Kendall? I mean, to Kyle's point, like, are you concerned? Like, dude, I can't speak up. That's not my role. I'm just a freshman here. But like, yeah, you want to be a good contributor. You want to be a guy that people can really trust and count on. How do you think you're going to manage that balance?
I mean, it's pretty tough because like being like, it's important that I understand that. Yeah. Like I'm a freshman. I only been here a month while other people have been here for a couple of years. So I do like understand like my place and like not to overstep my boundary, but it's also just like, you know, like keeping like a positive mindset in terms of like just encouraging everybody and like holding everybody accountable. So like, that's kind of where I'm standing right now.
Love that you threw in the encouragement. That's the given. I always tell young leaders, like nobody will ever get mad if you're encouraging. Right. Like no one will ever feel like you're overstepping or like acting too big or like ego or anything like that. But it's the easiest way for all young leaders to engage in a vocal component of leadership is if they're encouraged. Yo, you got this. Yo, let's roll out, man. You got this, man. I love watching you work. All those little statements. Right, man. Way to put that weight up. Like that hype video you posted the other day. Like, dude, you're crushing it. Nobody will ever get upset at that.
Yeah.
Right. But it also at the same time is allowing your voice to start getting heard. So I love that you threw that in there, Kendall. Talk to me about the grind, the work ethic, the workload and the schedule. Like has that been a lot?
So the grind, it's a struggle, especially like being a younger guy, because like everything's got to be perfect in the weight room, conditioning, everything's got to be perfect. And when something's not perfect, it's up downs or we're rolling on the field. Like,
so, you know. What do you mean perfect? Like, what do you mean perfect in the weight room? Like, what does that mean?
Like, you know, like we have to like safety wise, like, you know, we have like our routine of like spotting and all that. And also just like, you know, holding each other accountable, getting every rep. Like if we're missing a rep or we got the wrong weight on the bar, like that's not like something that is accepted in this program. So, you know, that's been a struggle, like just being, just having to adjust to the higher intensity of perfection and accountability, which has been an adjustment. And the workload is just, you just got, this is mental. It's all
what,
mental.
What, give us an example. Like what type of work you putting in?
You know, we had like a speed and agility day Tuesday. It's just nonstop, like just moving. Like we had like combos, like running backs and linebackers in a group, and like the bigs are in their group. And it's just such a fast pace compared to anything else I've ever done. And it's just like intense. It's, you just can't stop moving. You can't stop moving.
You know, like, you know, when we teach the green team, Kendall, you got your greens, grays, and reds. And we talk a lot about grays. They kind of have this like casual attitude. They're just kind of in the middle there. They put in work, but like, they're not super intense. They're not super disciplined. They're kind of doing just enough. You know what I mean? And so many, especially in the high school space, they live in that gray area.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is, oh, gray doesn't cut it at this level. Like you better be on point. You better be disciplined. You better be sharp. You better be paying attention to details. Is that accurate?
So, yeah.
Man, once again, Kyle, it's why our message, especially in the high school space, right? We're trying to build green athletes, right? Because if you do have aspirations, you better start getting in that mindset and habit now. Otherwise, that awakening and that that new life will be so much more overwhelming. I would almost argue part of the reason, Kendall, you seem to be transitioning better than most, we'll say, right? Because there's a lot that struggle.
Yeah.
You've already kind of had that mindset. You've already had that, like, you haven't been one that's just like clowning and goofing off over the last year or two, right? Yeah. You've kind of had that, like, this is about business.
Yeah.
You work with, you know, you work with PR and stuff like that. I mean, true. I mean, there's a lot. So Kyle, sorry, I know you were going to say something.
No, you're kind of hitting on that. I'm just curious, Kendall, for the athletes that are listening to this, what allows you to have that mindset? What have you intentionally done to develop that? What are some things that you would be able to pass on to other people that have allowed you to have a successful transition in this growth mindset that you have?
So I say like, there's two things that like I've really picked up on. And the first thing I think is more important is consistency. Cause like anybody can go out, work really hard for one day and they'll stop for 2 weeks. But if you go outside, work out hard every day, that's the hardest part about being like a great athlete, is just being able to stick with it every day. And like, definitely in college is an adjustment for like having to work hard as hard as you can every day. Like that's tough to do. And like another thing that I really picked up on since I've been here is like, we're training our bodies, but we're also training our mind. And like our strength coach would say, like, we have to callus our mind. Our mind can be unbreakable. Like, when we're lifting, we'll do lifts like just holding like a weight, and then that would be the hardest thing you do in your life, just holding weight. Because it's just all mental. So like, you can push way past what you think your body's capable of. It's just that being able to access that and like push through that.
Yeah. The callousing of the mind, the hardening of the mind, that mental toughness. I love that being thrown in there. You know, Kendall, you were like a man among boys last year. I mean, what was the, forgive me, because I can't even keep up sometimes with the awards, like defensive player of the year?
Yeah, county MVP, defensive player of the year for, I made all-met defensive player.
Okay, yeah, like once again, can't even keep up with that. I know there were a bunch of them, right? But like, what's it been like for you? Has it impacted your confidence in any way or created any type of moments of insecurity in the sense that you go from like being top, right? The man, to now like, yo, everybody's really strong. Everybody's really fast. Everybody's big, good, all that, right? Have you been able to like, has that started like playing with you mentally, like making you question yourself? Like, has that come in at all? Where like, and you knew you were the man now. Now you're like, man, am I good enough? Has that come in at all?
It actually hasn't. It hasn't. I've never gotten the feeling that like, of like insecurity, like, oh, like these guys are just better than me. Like, I'm not going to be able to compete, because like, I really do trust myself. And like, I'm pretty confident in myself that I might not be there now, but a couple months, like a year, next year, like I'm going to be there. I'm going to be like one of the top players. Like, so it hasn't really affected me. And like, another thing is like all those like awards and like stars, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just like, you just got to work hard. Like, it doesn't, the stars and stuff, that's just high school status. So like, so at that point, it's just, you're just a normal guy just trying to compete with everybody else.
I love that you haven't let it affect you, because it does affect people. You know, it absolutely does. They begin to wonder, like, am I really that good? Am I really cut out for this? And I just always try to remind people, man, they're looking at you and thinking the same thing, right? You know, they're looking at a guy like Kendall being like, dang, you got a guy that's like 6'3", I don't even know, what are you, 230, 225?
Maybe like 210.
Dang, boy, you better put some meat on them bones.
I do need to put some more weight on.
What's your ideal weight? Where do they want you to be at?
So they don't really like, hasn't like stressed what I need to be at, but I want to be at like 225.
Okay. Okay. You'd feel better at 225.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they're probably looking at you, man, look what Kendall, man, that guy can do everything, man. I saw him on Instagram, man. He does box jumps at PR at like X height, you know, they're probably, you know, looking at your athleticism. So that's why I always try to remind people, don't even get caught up in it, because they're gaining insecurity looking at you. You're looking at them gaining insecurity. Like, what are y'all doing? Right? Like, what are y'all doing? Like, stop comparing. Stop worrying about it. You're both creating insecurities in each other. No, y'all are both supposed to be there. Y'all are both deserving to be there. Everybody's deserving to be there. At this point, it's just a matter of who's going to work the hardest.
Yeah.
Who's going to study the hardest? Who's going to be tough enough to kind of overcome?
Hey, this is Kayla from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Great leaders focus on results and relationships. The power is found in the word "and." As leaders, we tend to have a natural bias to lead one way or the other. It's typically results or relationships. In fact, less than 1% of leaders can do both really well. Some of the leaders in my restaurant are aggressive about the results. They like to get things done. They like to talk about the numbers. They tend to focus more on the what rather than the who. While other leaders are passionate about developing deeper relationships with the people around them. They want to know what makes people tick, who does what best. They take the time to learn the hopes and dreams of those on their team. It's being able to do both that really brings success, but that doesn't mean it comes easy. So the challenge for my leaders and the challenge I have for you is to know what your bias is, acknowledge it, and then look for ways to compensate. Now let's jump back into the episode.
You know, if you had to speak to a high school senior right now that has aspirations that to play college ball, they are most likely going to be playing high level collegiate ball. Once again, you're not far removed from it. So you still are close enough to high school to know exactly what they're thinking. But now that you're experiencing it, what's the reality message you're sending back to them? Like, bro, get ready for what?
Running.
For running?
Running. Because you can be bigger, strong, all that, like, you could weigh however much, but if you can't run, you're going to hurt. It's going to be You got to be able to move. You got to be able to like have mobility. Like, you can't be stiff, tight hips. Like, you know, you got to just be able to move. That's the number one thing for real.
Really? So not you're not doing long distance though.
Not like long. We're not doing like too long distance, but
you're doing hundreds probably, right?
Yeah, we're doing like 110s. Like, we did our 110s test today, like right before we leave. So like, it's just getting in shape and like being loose and fluid.
Mm.
So that's the number one thing, really.
Love that.
you also get big and strong when you're here. So like to prepare, like you just need to be able to move.
That's actually good. That's really good advice, right? Yeah. Really good advice. Like work on the flexibility, mobility, you know, looseness, stretching and all that. Mm-hmm. Right. So, all right, let's talk about just, man, have you been able to connect with the freshmen? Like, have your other guys, like, have you been able to kind of connect with them, develop some of those connections? Were you really intentional coming in? And, you know, what were some of the things you did early on to help kind of fuel those relationships?
Yeah, like, I mean, off the gate, we, like, really bonded pretty quickly. I mean, shared traumatic experiences. We, you know, like, we had, like, a couple poker nights, like, first couple nights. Like, just talk around, like, just sit and talk. But like everybody being from like so many different places, it's really cool to like tell stories about like back home and like just a lot of different types of people that you can talk to. And it's cool to learn about like where they come from and all that.
So good, man. So good. Kendall, tell me this though. I see you have an electric scooter in the back.
Oh yeah. That's my
dad. Is that clutch?
That is oof. Number one, so clutch. It turns a 10-minute walk to a 2-minute ride, and it's like I can get like 3 extra minutes of sleep because of that thing.
What time's the alarm go off in the morning on average?
5:30.
Yeah. What time you go to bed? We just had Jordan Hawkins on the podcast last week. You know, yeah. Jordan, right? Montgomery County guy, just got drafted. He was telling us his bedtime routine. You remember this, Kyle? He was saying how his bedtime routine at UConn ended up being like 9:00. Like he was shutting it down because
it was
like
earlier than my bedtime.
Like, yeah, it was earlier than my bedtime. And we kept joking. I was like, dude, that's crazy. Cause just a couple years ago when you're at Gaithersburg, you're probably like on your phone, just like, you know, goofing off on your phone till midnight. Right. And he's like, dude, I'm in bed asleep at like 9:00. What's it like for you?
Waking up at 5:30, I'm lights out by 9:30. No matter what, I need 8 hours of sleep because I actually I can't nap. I don't know why. I can't take naps during the day. So I get 8 hours no matter what. Like I'm lights out 9:30.
Dude, you're not a napper?
I can't. I don't know why. I like rest my eyes, but I just can't go to sleep. I don't know why.
That's unfortunate, man. You are talking to Mr. Napper. I am, man, Saturdays, Sundays, every. You ask my wife, it's 90-minute nap. I love napping, right? Because for me, I always want to like stay ahead, right? I want to like be, I want to be on. I want to be at my best. So I'm always like, let me just stay rested so I can always be on point. I never want to like get into a deficit, like from a rest standpoint. So Kyle, anything else for Kendall here from your perspective?
Just as you continue to go along this process, what are some of the things that you're most looking forward to when the full team gets there? Is there any priority that you have once everyone gets together and, you know, how you want to bond with your teammates?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, first off, just learning a lot from all the older guys and like the coaches. Like I'm taking this year to just fully embrace everything that I'm learning and like, and already it's been a hell of an experience, like being like really discovering a whole new football world this month has been crazy. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And also just looking forward to competing and seeing where I stand, like playing against high level athletes. Cause, you know, back home in high school, it was like we played against a lot of good people, but I haven't really played much people that are like better than me. So that I also know that that's going to get me a lot better too, is playing against other people that are better than me.
Yeah. Iron sharpens iron, right? 100%. Are there any guys that you have already connected with that have made you better right out the gate?
Oh yeah. Definitely the two starting linebackers. They've definitely have been able to help me out like in just drills and techniques. And, you know, if I have a question about the coverage or the calls, like they've helped me out a lot already. So they've definitely been very supportive and like embracing. They accepted me pretty quickly in the linebacker room. So that also made a big difference.
How's the food?
It's amazing.
Is it?
We have like training table in the morning And they have something different every day. They have like this personal chef, and like they'll have like, you know, standard breakfast, but they'll also have like hibachi or like tacos or something. Mm. And the dining hall is like all gourmet food. And
you're probably eating better now than you used to.
Oh, definitely. Definitely way better. Way better now.
You know, you ever get your Chick-fil-A gift card from Coach?
I did.
He
did.
You did?
Yes, you did. I asked him.
That day we talked, did he do it that day?
Yeah.
Oh, thank gosh, man. Kyle, we had one of those days. We're doing lead 'em up competition or something. And Coach, keep in mind, Coach Kelly won free Chick-fil-A for the champion circle. Right. Yeah. And Coach threw out there that day was like, I'm going to give the winning team Chick-fil-A gift cards. And I'm like, that's on him. I don't have them. That's on him. And he did it. And like, he never delivered them. And Kendall brought this up like, oh my gosh. She brought up like a half a dozen times to me. And I'm like, dude, it's Coach Kelly, man. It's Coach Kelly. Jeez. Have you gotten a bunch of swag?
Yeah, we've gotten a good amount of stuff. They've taken good care of us, like in terms of, you know, like making sure we're repping the Duke logo and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, they've taken a good amount of stuff.
All right, Kendall, as we wrap up here, man, just fun stuff here for a moment. Give me the two or three things like that you are most looking forward to this season. And it could be like a specific, like, man, week four, we play here. Like, I don't know, like maybe it's just the first team playing. Maybe it's putting on your, like, just real life, like three things that you really are like kind of giddy, excited about that you just like really can't wait.
Number one, if hopefully kickoff. I really hope I'm on kickoff team. Special teams, that's my favorite part of the game, the special teams. So like, I really want to do my best to make kickoff team. That's number one. Number two is honestly putting on the uniform for the first time, like ready to play. We have Clemson week one, so that's obviously my best team in the nation. So like, that'll be
that's probably prime time too, right?
Yeah, it's like ESPN, like 8 p.m. Labor Day.
that's their ESPN Labor Day game. Yeah. I love the ESPN Labor Day game. Where is that game? Duke or Clemson?
Yeah, at home.
Oh.
That'll be a great experience.
So if you get kickoff there, like if you do get kickoff team, right? And Clemson wins the toss, they defer to the second half, right? Or the opening kickoff is always like the best. It's electric.
That's good.
Man, dude, that's like all right.
Those two things. Another thing, I think it's just seeing how much I develop like by the end of the season. It's like, because I know I have a lot of like potential and like room to grow, not just like in like getting bigger, but like as a maturity standpoint. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, because like I want to like just grow as a person and like see where I fit in.
Mm, so good, man. So good. And man, you've got the pedigree. Obviously, you've got family, right? And, you know, playing high level sports. You've got a great foundation with your family in general, you know. Kendall, man, appreciate the time. You know me, I'm going to be following very closely, man. Big, big fan. You're one of my favorites of all time, right? And best of luck, man. Appreciate the time. Kyle, thank you as always for joining. Make sure you follow Kendall. Where can they follow you on social?
Instagram, KJ_481. Twitter is like KendallJ_481.
And you got the TikTok. Oh yeah. What's that?
KJ_481 6.
Jeez. There you go. Kendall, man, you're the man. Peace out, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Kyle, thank you so much. Coaches, as always, have fun and lead them up.